Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you with it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you. And all you people listening out there, everybody, everywhere.
Hang on, hang on, hang on!
Welcome to Checkered Past, a loving postmodern examination of the Go-Go Check branded comic magazines published by DC Comics between February 1966 and August 1967. I'm Dr. Bob, and each week I'll be your guide on this trippy tour through 535 mid-century masterpieces of graphic noveldom.
This week, Teen Titans number 7, cover date January 1967, cover price 12 cents, cover artist Nick Carty, edited by George Cashton, featuring The Mad Mod, Merchant of Menace, written by Bob Haney, art by Nick Carty. Are you ready? Are you with it? Then away we go.
See how the fluffy clouds move by us.
See how the clouds move by.
See how the morning mist can hide us away.
Hide us away.
And now is so much fun.
What? The U.S. Treasury Department sends the Teen Titans on a personal appearance tour of Europe with rock star Holly Hip in order to stop a suspected smuggling operation. The singer's clothing designer, known as the Mad Mod, turns out to be the smuggling mastermind. Confused? Don't worry, I'll be right back with Dr. Husband to explain everything. Finally.
What?
A story set in the exciting world of the U.S. Treasury Department.
Oh my, the Treasury Department.
Yes.
How exciting is
that? Action-packed.
Yes, counting money and...
Yes, taxes. There goes that dog. He's been wild as a buck all day long.
Has he really?
Yes.
Oh, he needs to go to school with
me. Barking and barking and me having to record Russian dialogue in my job today.
My goodness.
I did it, though. Don't worry about me.
My gosh.
How you been?
Oh, I've been swept off my feet.
By another man?
No, by my work. I don't know. That's not the word I'm looking for. What's the turn of phrase I'm looking for?
I don't think we can say it on the air.
Rushed off my... Rushed? No.
Rushed?
I don't know what the words are.
What's the effect? What's the...
I'm overworked right now. Cool. I have been. Girl, it's been a mess. I had, you know, we had a busy weekend with friends, which was nice, and we had some time at home.
Yes. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Apologies if anyone was looking for us at the Baltimore Comic Con on Saturday, because we couldn't go Saturday. We had to go Sunday, as it turned out.
Yeah, yeah. So Friday night, because we usually record on the weekends, and then you put this out on Tuesdays, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Friday night we had a time with your cousin and his wife.
Yes.
And then Saturday we had to go to the football game.
Yes.
And then I don't know, do some house cleaning and stuff like that. And it was mostly just catching up, laundry, lots of that sort of. Sunday we went with Chuck to the Baltimore Comic Con.
Yes. And Chuck of our sister podcast, Nerd Orchestra.
Nerd Orchestra, yeah. And then I can't remember what we did on Sunday night, but
probably
collapse. Oh, I worked. Oh, remember, I went to work to finish that project. So it was just, and then I've been working really long days at work because there's another project I'm working on that I'm really trying to get finished. And we did finish it today. And I'm just, girl, I'm sorry. I mean, I've not been sleeping well the past couple nights.
Me either.
And today I reached for a cup of coffee at my desk to go get another cup of coffee.
Uh-huh.
And it had been sitting there for a long time. I didn't realize it had coffee in it. I thought I'd finished drinking it from what I could see it at my level, right? So I grabbed it like it was an empty cup, and it was about three-quarters of the way full of cold coffee, and I spilled it all over the front of my shirt, my pants, and everything. And this is like, I don't know,
6:30 this afternoon. I had to come home, get changed, and go back to work. You know?
It sounds like you need some fashionable clothes designed for you that would repel all liquids.
Are there such things?
Well, if there aren't, I know someone who could invent them.
Who?
The Mad Mod.
The Mad Mod.
The very Mad Mod.
Well, I guess we're going into the comic now, aren't we?
Well, we can. Did you have anything else to talk
about?
We can talk about...
It was a beautiful segue.
Swinging London society in the 60s and Carnaby
England
Street.
England swings like a thing.
And the small faces, the twig, the shrimp... King's Row, the
Carnaby, Barnaby Row, Carnaby, Carnaby Row,
Cathedral,
Winchester Cathedral.
Listen to this, Rob.
What?
Well, the genesis of Carnaby Street as a global fashion destination, it was just a slum in the 40s and 50s. The genesis of as a global fashion destination began with Bill Green, a male physique photographer. In 1954, he opened a small clothing boutique, Vince, in adjoining Newburgh Street to capitalize on the homosexual bodybuilding community that congregated around the Marshall Street baths.
Oh my goodness.
Those who modeled for the Vince catalog and advertisements and boosted its popularity included the then barely known Sean Connery.
What?
I've just had it from Wikipedia. So you know it's true.
You know it. Hi, Willoughby.
Well, I had some suspicions about this Mad Mod character and his...
Well, you think he's an old gay wad?
Oh, yeah. He didn't look so old in this.
Well, I didn't mean old as in age.
Oh, you meant old as in O-L-E.
Yeah, old. See, one of them old gay
O-L
wads.
O-L apostrophe. Teen Titans number 7, featuring Robin the Boy Wonder, who's the only character that gets his own headshot on the cover, Aqualad, Kid Flash, and Wonder Girl... fighting in different vignettes, the Mad Mod, and he's merely mauling the Titans.
Merely mauling.
He's Gear, he's Ginchy, he's the gorgeous creep of Carnaby Street. When he slides into a new outfit, look out! Because he's about to toss a new whammy at the world. Who is he? None but the grooviest, swinginest villain the fabulous Teen Titans have faced yet, the blithering bloke they call...
The Mad Mod Merchant of Menace.
That's
oh,
nice
the alliteration.
Wordplay there, isn't it? Yes. In the secret lair of the grooviest group in all the galaxies, this is written by Bob Haney.
I should have paid attention to that. That would have explained a lot.
You mean like why these teenagers are not talking like any teenagers that ever lived?
Yes, yes. And why I hate them all.
In the secret lair of the grooviest group in all the galaxies, a photo hangs signed Best Wishes from Holly Hip, hot new pop star.
Did you read the other notes that were on the board?
I did. Robin, Batman called, says don't forget utility belt when you go out.
Holy belt buckles.
Aqualad. A fan wants to know if
Atlantean kids are ever wet behind the ears.
If Bob Haney wrote the comic, then yes, they are.
Yeah.
Kid Flash, be on time the next meeting. Holly Hip, he's the king of rock and roll, we read. Kid Flash digs the rock, but that guy just leaves me chilly. He's just too much.
Robin says, say, which of you jokers put that up there?
I did squares. That's Wonder Girl.
Oh,
I put Holly Hip there because he's a dreamboat.
She kisses the poster.
Wonder Girl would be the type of girl that went crazy for Buster Keaton in the 30s. Buster Keaton. Kid Flash would like to get rid of this Holly Hip character. And Wonder Girl says, the same thing my mother would say.
What?
You don't like him because you're jealous. Except she would say it when we were bullied at school. She'd say, well, those other kids are just jealous.
Would she say that to you with your black eye?
I never had a black eye, but probably gum in my hair or something. Jealous of what? I'd like to know. And of whom? Just then, something comes through on the Teen Titans special closed circuit TV.
Attention! Teen Titans, attention to following message. Abel, Baker, Zebra, Mike, Oboe. Those aren't even like the official...
The NATO alphabet?
NATO alphabet, no. It should be Alpha, Bravo, Zebra.
I think so.
What is M?
Mango?
Mango?
I don't know.
Oh. Nor do I remember what oboe is.
What?
No, O. Or order? No.
Omega?
Oh, this is driving me nuts.
Well, should I stop in Wikipedia?
No, go ahead.
But all right, very shortly, everybody knows what that code means. Report to the U.S. Government Treasury Department immediately. A coded message for them to report there on the double.
Right.
I wonder what Uncle Sam wants from them now.
Probably wants to give us a medal for saving the Olympics. Think I'll fix mine so it lights up. Kid flashes.
Remember they actually did save the Olympics with Speedy was guest starring.
Yeah.
That's a nice callback to a previous issue.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, they enter the office, and what do they find? A giant cardboard life-size stand-up of Holly Hip.
Holly Hip.
And...
Oscar. That's what O stands for.
Oscar. Yes.
And M is not Mike.
Metamucil? Moribund.
I'm just assigning it to a small corner of my brain.
Mother?
Nope. No, go on.
Malagua.
It'll come to me.
Rod Serling apparently is in charge of the U.S. Government Treasury Department. And he tells the Titans that they are going to join Holly Hip to make a personal appearance tour in Europe together. It's part of Uncle Sam's Good Neighbor Cultural Exchange Program with other nations.
Yippee, Wonder Girl says.
Do they not need to ask their parents or... secure their release from school?
Not if the government's ordering it and footing the bill.
That's true.
Mm.
You see, Titans, Rod Serling continues, there's been an upsurge of smuggling lately. Smuggling of small but highly precious materials, diamonds, rare chemicals, medicines, between here and Europe. We're at a dead end in our investigation, except for some vague clues that point to Holly Hip. As a famous rock and roll star, he makes frequent trips all over the world, crossing borders every week.
We searched his luggage secretly and put a tail on him without any success. But you Titans, as fellow teenage idols, could travel with him, gain his confidence, and perhaps nail down these clues. By the way, I was right. M is for Mike.
Oh.
N is for November.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What's O?
Oscar.
Oscar. What about I?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't want to look it up again.
Okay.
I used to know all of them.
Find it, and we'll put it in the show notes.
Do you remember how we used to exchange secret messages about people we knew at work?
Yes.
By only mentioning them in the military. Is it military alphabet?
I think it's called the NATO alphabet.
NATO alphabet. We would only refer to them by their initials in the NATO alphabet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was funny because we would only, you and I would do that. Like,
And then remember that? That was awesome.
It was great because we could gossip about people and around other people, and other people had no idea what we were talking about.
Well, they probably did because it's pretty widely known, except for us right here on the spot when we need to call it up as we're improving.
Oh, I is indigo.
Okay.
I just remembered that. I knew them all.
The Titans salute the framed portrait of President Kennedy and head for the airport.
Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Well, now it's time for takeoff, but where's Holly Hip?
Well, they
nowhere to be found.
Sounds like there's a riot, doesn't there? It sounds like there's a riot.
Holy handbags. He's propped up on top of the luggage cart playing a free concert for these kids who have been allowed to congregate on the tarmac. That's not safe.
Well, this is pre-9/11, obviously. People used to be able to walk people to the planes, practically.
I'm actually old enough to remember that.
Yeah.
You couldn't walk them to the plane. You could walk them to the gate.
To the gate, yes. That's where they've had that trope of people running through the airport to stop somebody at a gate getting on the plane.
Those days
Mary,
are gone forever.
Mary, don't leave! John!
The very first time I flew, I had to go on the tarmac to get on the plane.
You did?
And this was in modern times. It wasn't a modern plane or something.
Well, I remember the first time I had to walk on the tarmac, and I thought I was in 1963.
Well, sure, when you're in a foreign country or something, it's very common.
God, what is the worst
place? Or Montana.
Where's the worst place we've flown into?
Casablanca.
Oh, right. Hands down the worst. Ugh.
Our neighbor's back, by the way. She just got back from Morocco.
I know. I saw our garage open this morning. And Junebug saw, so I took the dogs for a walk this morning, and Junebug saw the garage open, and she was so excited.
Because
she
leapt out of her. Girlfriend Lily is home.
She loves our neighbor, too.
Yeah.
She really does. Our neighbor's just a really, really good pet person.
Yes.
Speaking of pets, what I have in my arms right now?
A cat.
Yes. Mr. Willoughby.
If he messes up recording, it's curtains for him.
He already sniffed the microphone. Fine. While he was
Let's
purring.
Just cancel and do it
he
tomorrow.
He just purred. He's, now he's sniffing the microphone.
Don't, come on.
Okay, all right. Let's go on.
Holly Hip's got to get on the plane. Sorry, girls. And Robin introduces him to the gang. Isn't it crazy, cats? You and me flapping all the way to little old London, man, we'll have a ball.
Aqualid says, brother, does he ever come on strong? Oh, that's not the right voice for Aqualid, sorry. Brother, does he ever come on strong?
Holly Hip has overpacked, of course, because he's got 5 costume changes per concert.
Well,
all my clothes are the most and made especially for me by the Mad Mod of London. He's the greatest threadsman there is after you cats.
Hey, what's with the goggles? Says Aqualad.
Yes, Holly Hip has put goggles on, pretending that he's also going to pilot the plane.
Yes.
What a crack up.
Do the Teen Titans always do this talk in alliteration? Like, does Aqualad always say, Aqualad always say, Leaping Longfish, and he's going to say something like it's like something mantas, like moping mantas, or I mean, I know that Robin always does.
Well, Robin always says holy such and holy, such. Right. You know, Wonder Girl probably gets a suffering Sappho or something.
Some of the gods, the Greek gods,
yeah,
and the female Greek gods, of course.
Yes.
Yes.
So
I should say goddesses.
I don't know. We'll track that. I'm sure Aqualad has. Just trying to keep.
No, I'm just saying that because it's sprinkled throughout this entire comic.
Sure.
Yeah.
A few hours later, they land in London and again are mobbed by teenage hordes. But this time, they're just as excited to see the Titans as they were to see Holly Hip.
Yes, and they lift them up in the air.
Their
they do the crowd
gear,
surf.
They're Ginchy, love a duck. It's the Titans.
Mm.
That's how everyone in Britain talks, isn't it? Still, to this day. Lore Love a Duck and Cor Blimey and Oi Governor.
Oh, we're going to get a little bit of that Cockney here in a minute.
Now, Holy Hagfish. they are carried to pick up their luggage by the teenage throngs. Meanwhile, Customs has found Holly's baggage, but Robin says they've got to make sure. It's being loaded into the Mad Mod's delivery truck, and Kid Flash is ordered to follow the truck down to Carnaby Street, the place where Way Out Mod clothes are born and sent throughout the world. You know, the Mod movement, Rob, started as a group of disaffected young people who listened to modern jazz. That's why they're called Mods. Sort of like beatniks.
Really?
But then they went crazy. They got all colorful and kooky and Austin Powersy.
So, a student walked by me today dressed in 1970s hippie type garb.
Uh-huh.
And I smiled and said hello. And the student said something back to me in slang.
Sass talk?
No. It was clearly a hello, but it was like from another decade. Like he might have said groovy, you know, or something like that. But it was like...
That doesn't mean hello.
I said, hi. And he said, groovy. And he smiled and, you know, looked at me anyway, or something like an anachronistic phrase that I thought, well, that's interesting, right?
Yeah.
And then inside my head, I rolled my eyes
uh-huh.
and said, oh, you do you, boo. Inside my head.
It's also anachronistic.
I don't care. I don't care.
I think this young person was high on drugs, if you want to know the truth about it.
Well,
did he smell like
marijuana? He did pass by me, okay, and he did smell of the skunk weed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that legal on campus?
Not in West Virginia.
Oh.
But it is across the river in Maryland.
Oh, yeah. I see. Well,
I mean, he wasn't smoking it at the time, but
as long as he keeps his grades up, I don't care what he does.
I don't even know this student, but it was just weird because he was dressed like a 1970s hippie and he said something anachronistic, really anachronistic. And I was like, it's not Halloween. This must be his persona. Anyway, let's go back to the story.
So Holly's luggage is unpacked inside the Mad Mod's shop, ye Mad Mod. And we see the Mad Mod for the first time. He's a ginger gentleman with a green, what do you call that pattern?
Checkered,
a green checkered jacket suit, mm-hmm, with ruffled sleeves and collar, of course.
Shocking red hair.
Aha, me duckies.
And a Colonel Sanders tie, literal bow tie. Like, it's not a bow tie. It is a piece, it is a cloth that is tied in, like a shoelace bow.
All right. Now, you ready? We're going to see how my cockney is. Aha, my duckies, the goodies have arrived. Now let us see what my New York branch has cleverly, cunningly concealed in the gear threads of my merely magnificent creations. Put it in the fluoroscope. Well, I'd like to see Dick Van Dyke do better than that. Go on. Well, you have a comment?
We'll just let our friend over in Scotland tell us how he did.
Well, he's Scottish, not British.
But he's a scholar.
He's
of the
a
people.
Gentleman, and yes,
he'll know.
Well, he would never. Cockney would never exit his lips. He's so refined and elegant.
I think it was just fine. Well done.
Apparently, these clothes conceal what?
I'm not going to criticize you for that. I think it was a great idea. That's all I'm saying.
Simply conceals a shipment of rare chemical that foreign governments will pay so much for, saturated in the very fabric itself. Oh, I've lost it.
Now, me boyos. Oh, God.
That's Australian.
There's no way in hell. I just naturally did an Australian accent. Nicole, it is the hardest for me to do.
Ribbit prefint.
Now, me boyos. Oh, my God. It happened again.
A bit of reagent to separate the goody from the threads. I really ate to do this. You know, they always drop their H's, the Cockneys. I really ate to do this to one of me own stunning creations, but business is business.
I'm holding my breath. You don't know how much I've practiced the Australian accent. Do you remember that time then you were driving in the car and you accidentally dialed me and left my voicemail message and it was you practicing
a
conversation
with
someone? Time. I, on my own, will practice saying things in the Australian accent because it is the hardest thing for me to say. It has so many diphthongs and triphthongs in it. How in the hell can they say, take the word, the letter N-O and turn it into nar? I don't understand it.
There's literally one person that does that. That's what you're imitating.
No.
Have you been secretly watching Australian television without me?
I've been secretly researching Australian accents. Because I want to adopt another accent, and the Australian one is very difficult. Because we don't get exposed to it very often, and frankly, it's just garbage.
It's not like the golden age of the late 1980s when every television show had an Australian character on it.
Oh, yes. Season. Well, once they brought the Australian characters, that was the end of the show. Anyway, so I'm just quite surprised that I was able to say, "Now, me boyos." That doesn't sound like anything but Australian, right?
I don't know. You're asking me. You've heard my accents.
I like to learn, don't I? I like to learn new things, don't I?
Well, what do you think Kid Flash overhears?
Oh, Jesus. Let's get back to the comic. All right.
That bloomin' Ollie Ip, he doesn't know he's the greatest smuggler in history.
blah, 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 smuggling diamonds in clothes.
Blah, 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 blah. So Kid Flash says, so that's the game. Holly's just an innocent dupe. And the Mad Maud. Oh. Of the Mad Maud. Okay, come.
How those new glasses working out?
Shut up. I'm halfway through my first glass of wine. Got to report to the Titans. Kid Flash to Robin.
But as the junior Scarlet Speedster checks in via Titan wrist radio, Mad Maud
hears Alfie,
someone
speak. Alfie says, Alfie, me lad, take a glimmer around the corner back. I heard something.
Right, Maud.
Look right. Out, Kid Flash. You'll be up to your bloomin' ears in trouble. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. Okay, Mad Maud, chapter 2. So we left you all gasping at the Mad Maud's malevolent master smuggling setup, with Kid Flash doing a bit of eavesdropping at the incredible costumer's shop window. But now, the King of Threads has gotten suspicious and sends one of his mugs to check on the junior Sultan of Speed.
Well, Kid Flash is going to beat it out of there, but he races around the corner into ye Mad Maud's real gear garb sign, shop sign, which is shaped like a... What do they call those things?
Stocks.
A stocks. And somehow he runs right into the sign and traps himself in the stocks. Now, everyone knows...
He could actually vibrate through solid
objects. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Here comes Mad Maud. Jolly good show. How do you like that fit, laddie-o? A little too snug?
I so love you doing this accent. It's
you know,
awful.
I spent a good deal of time on the stage doing a Cockney song and dance routine. Oh, as anybody saying, our ship,
the HMS Peculiar.
Wait a bit, what?
Yes? I just love it. I love it when you try new accents.
Thank you.
So,
why is getting up for school like a pig's tail?
I don't know. Why is getting up for school like a pig's tail?
Twirly. Now, at that very moment, Robin says that Kid Flash was cut off in the middle of a sentence from the Mad Maud shop. Something about Mad Maud being behind this smuggling. Let's go, team.
Roger, Robin.
So the Teen Titans show up at Mad Maud's humble establishment.
Pretending to be shoppers.
Yes. We're traveling with Holly Hitt, Mad Maud, and we like the outfits you make for him so much. We're here for a look-see of our own.
He says, oh, shit.
Super duckies.
Thank you.
Now, here's some gear and ginchy little models that will please the birds. That's slang for girls in Maud London. I mean the mermaids. In your case, my fine young aqualadio. Oh, I've lost it.
Can I try it?
Yes.
Super duckies. Now, here's some gear and ginchy little models that will please the birds. I mean the mermaids in your case, my fine young aqualadio. Aqua. The rhine and spine falls mainly on the plain. Aqualadio.
Oh, meanwhile, God. These thugs are moving mannequins out of the shop.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, Robin's suspicious. He lasses.
Well, he's a boy detective, isn't he?
He's the second greatest detective in the whole world, practically. Mm-hmm. He lassoes one of the mannequins to take a closer look, but it's not what he was looking for. But meanwhile, Robin whispers to the other Teen Titans, "Fade out of the front, you two. I want a closer look at those mannequins. There's something funny about them."
Wonder Girl says, "Check." Next moment. Here comes the truck.
The truck is careening down the street.
Wonder Girl says, "I'll stop it, Robin." Now, I don't understand how she doesn't get hurt during... No, I don't understand how she gets hurt in this next little sequence here.
Oh. Blimey! She stopped us dead in the doorknob!
She just literally stands in front of the truck, puts her arms out, and stops it, right? But then they back up, and as they back up, she hits her head, and then they run over her, forward over her, but she says,
I'm groggy, Robin. It went right over without touching me. Where's Aqualad?
So what'd she do? Like, she stopped the truck, then it backed up, and she went forward and hit her head, and then she went under the truck?
Yeah, so I think what happened is that she braced herself on the street to catch the truck.
And which then is it, a lot of force.
Yes. Yeah. And then it suddenly backed up, and so she was braced, and so she fell forward and hit her
head. And hit her head.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay.
I was paying attention. I only know that because I've found myself in such a similar situation.
What, stopping me from going to get another donut at the store?
No, it was actually, I was trying to demonstrate, when I was directing an opera, I was trying to demonstrate how a young actor should race across the stage in a manic manner, mm-hmm. and I tripped mm-hmm. and hit my fat face on a piece of scenery and got a huge giant bruise and cut across my nose.
I remember that.
Yeah, don't you? Don't try to run when you're fat, people.
Is that when you did Cozy?
No, Johnny Skeeky.
Mm. I loved your production of Cozy. Set in Springfield, Ohio, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's Springfield, Ohio, and no pets were harmed.
I know. That was, I'll never forget that.
Why?
Because you rewrote a lot of the libretto.
Yes, yes.
In Springfield, Ohio in 1964.
I don't remember the year, but it was the 60s, and the boys, if you're familiar with the plot, the boys went away to join the space program, quote unquote. Oh, they came back dressed as beatniks.
When they walked out in those space suits, I thought I was going to piss myself. It was so funny.
But you were younger then, so you didn't actually piss yourself.
No, I would piss myself now.
Right.
But I didn't then. Yeah.
Well, Wonder Girl's all right.
I just want to take a moment to celebrate how clever you are.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Anyone listening can clearly hear that.
I don't think anyone listening has ever seen your shows that you've directed.
No. Well, that's all in the past now. I'm a professional podcaster now.
Okay, yes.
With a media empire. Where's Aqualad? He's clinging to the bottom of the truck. Clever boy.
I hope he doesn't dry out.
Barreling barnacles. Now, I have to say, I really like this action sequence with Aqualad that's coming up. I do.
Do you?
These fellows take the mannequin out of the back of the truck and toss it into the river.
I thought he'd be stronger in the water. It's his element, you know?
Yeah.
I thought he'd do more.
Why would they do that, thinks Aqualad, but unless, holy hagfish, now I know. He dives in after the mannequin. The mannequin is secretly Kid Flash, who's been knocked unconscious. And
how?
What?
How was he knocked unconscious?
Well, I don't know. It happened off panel.
Yeah.
Luckily, Aqualad realized that it was no mannequin, but Kid Flash. He gets him above water, hangs him on a pier hook.
Yeah, like you would a coat.
Yeah.
Only because he's in distress. Like, there's clearly a battle about to happen.
Sure. Here comes Mad Maud with some kind of scuba suit and like a mechanical shark bike that goes underwater.
It's like a mini sub with a mechanical shark mouth.
Yeah.
It's cute. It's totally Bob Haney.
So Aqualad's going to lose Mad Maud in amongst these pilings by swimming around super fast. Mad Maud's got a harpoon gun. He shoots at Aqualad. He misses, but Aqualad is cornered in among the pilings. But as the Mad Maud zips in for the kill, Aqualad takes that harpoon and wraps it around the shark bike sub.
What did you call it?
Shark bike sub. It's beautiful. It's a water bike shark sub.
It's like a jet ski that goes underwater.
With a mouth that opens and closes like a shark.
And the handlebars are where the eyes would be on a cartoon shark.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly right. He ties this harpoon around the shark bike sub, rendering it useless. Mad Maud somehow leaps out. Oh, he's got his henchmen pull him up from the water.
Right. He gets away.
Now, what about well, see, this?
This is where I expected Kid, like Aqualad.
Yeah.
Aqualad to, like, I don't know, like,
use water force or walk on water or like do something better than some kid who swims fast. And
that's his power. He's a kid who swims fast.
That's it?
Yeah.
Does he develop into anything significant?
Well, yes, later he becomes a mighty sorcerer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But not yet. Now he's just a kid that swims fast. I don't think he can even talk to fish like Aquaman does.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he in from Atlantis?
He's from a neighboring kingdom of Atlantis, and because he was born with purple eyes, he was abandoned on the reefs as an infant, and Aquaman found him, yes.
Oh.
He was an orphan of the seas. Hmm. He takes that metal harpoon and wraps it around the shark bike sub.
He has some strength.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, certainly.
Okay.
All right. The four Titans are reunited. They now know that the Mad Mod is behind this smuggling and that he tried to kill the Titans. Let's turn him in. But Robin, he's so wise. He knows they don't have a scrap of legal evidence, only their own word. It turns out the Mad Mod has closed his shop for a few days. And Robin says, we've got to continue our tour with Holly Hip and hope we can get some concrete evidence that will put the Mad Mod in the pokey for a long time.
The pokey.
Mm. So,
it's just slang.
Yeah.
Not long after. We're on a tour.
Tour with Holly Hip. They're wrapping up their trip to England. They're heading off to Gay Perry next. Titans meet him backstage and let Holly in on the news that he's been unwittingly committing crime.
Yeah.
And has been under suspicion the whole time. But now, Holly, we need your help in getting the goods on the Mad Mod. What, of all the slang talk in this issue, they put the word goods in quotation marks.
Why did they put goods in? Just
I don't know.
Get the goods.
Get the goods. Everyone knows what that means.
So shortly in Holly Hip's dressing room.
Yes. All right, he's packing up a trunk, and Robin and Wonder Girl are going to be inside the trunk.
Just secretly. Close us into this tight space together.
Two teenagers of the opposite sex. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? We're both
in
straight.
The dark.
I mean, Robin is straight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder Girl did get married, didn't have children, so.
Okay.
She's probably okay. Of course, she's not a true Amazon, you know.
What?
Girl.
Don't forget who you're doing this podcast with. I don't know shit.
She was also an orphan, and she was trapped in a burning house fire at age 2.
Uh-huh.
And Wonder Woman rescued her,
uh-huh.
took her to Paradise Island, where she was raised among Amazons,
uh-huh.
somehow got powers also.
Oh.
But then later on,
well,
before that, she was actually Wonder Woman as a teenager. But Bob Haney didn't know that, so he just wrote her as if she was a separate character.
Okay. Wasn't she created from duplication, Ray?
Later on, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you.
Now, Holly Hip has flown on ahead, and Mad Mod has stayed behind to load the clothes into his plane. And suddenly, Wonder Girl...
Diamond Dust.
Yes. They're going to open the truck, and he says, that one, Alfie, I'll start saturating it with oily, valuable diamond dust to be removed by eye-pressure vacuum once we're past French customs.
Can I try that?
Yes.
That one, Alfie. I'll start saturating it with oily valuable diamond dust to be removed by oil pressure vacuum once we're past the French customs.
No.
I don't like the customs.
Now, Robin's there getting some high-quality photos.
How are you? That one, Alfie. I'll start saturating it with oily valuable diamond dust to be removed by oil pressure vacuum.
No one can understand what you're saying.
Well, isn't that the point?
It's too fast. No, this is the whole plot, this whole crime plot. You've got to be able to understand it.
Blah, 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 diamond dust. Blah, 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 French customs.
I know that a couple of our listeners will have no idea what you're referencing.
More than a couple, I'll be bound.
Yeah, so what are you referencing?
French and Saunders. No, the Comic Strip Presents.
Comic Strip Presents.
The Famous Five.
Making fun of the Famous Five.
Yes.
And it's blah, blah, blah. Right.
Okay. I have since seen the actual Famous Five television show, and that's literally what they do.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Suddenly, the plane hits turbulence, and Robin and Wonder Girl are tossed out of this crate where they've been hiding. What's going to happen next? Lurching jets. Mad Maud sees the teenagers. They're a little dazed.
Oh, my God.
What
I'm sorry.
Is that? Allowing Mad Maud to knock them out with gas and throw them out of the plane.
That's the worst.
But luckily, as the two teenagers tumble toward the unyielding earth far below, Russian cold air revives them and Wonder Girl, who seemingly has the power to fly unaided.
Kind of funny for a normal, you know, foster child who can abandon.
Well, she does have Amazon powers now. And it's always described as gliding on air currents. But Wonder Girl, even here in the 60s, but especially in the 80s, is shown just soaring through the air like Superman. As the gorgeous gal from Paradise Island takes her fellow Titan in tow, she grabs Robin and saves him. Mad Maud dives out of the plane with a parachute on.
No.
And a lasso. It's Wonder Girl's lasso. He's going to tie them up again for some reason. And also steals Robin's utility belt.
Wow.
And tosses it to the...
That's a lot of facile activity to be happening while you're falling.
Sure, sure.
Through the air.
Now, they fall into a cloud, and Wonder Girl manages to wriggle free from the lasso, leaving Mad Maud to parachute to the ground, while Wonder Girl flies off with Robin. They've got no choice except, well, the camera where Robin filmed all the evidence is now hurtling towards the ground with his utility belt.
Right.
They've got no choice except to rendezvous with Aqualad and Kid Flash in Paris, and hope to find another way to trap the mod.
Oh, so sometime later in Paris.
Yes.
Well, gang, French customs says the mod's plane landed and those gimmicked outfits slipped through. Nothing to do but look up Holly Hip. His big concert is tonight. And the sign says, Le formidable magnifique Holly Hip concert ce soir.
That was very good. Mm-hmm. Titans, and this is in Holly's hotel suite. Titans, dig this outfit the mod made for me. Isn't it the coolest? He told me to send it back for alterations, but I like it just the way it is.
Oh, I wish I was thin like that and can wear a cheetah jacket.
Sure.
Wouldn't you like to wear a cheetah jacket?
Nothing's stopping me.
Okay.
As I am. Wait a minute. Alterations? Maybe that's it. The mod wants that outfit back for alterations because it must be saturated with some smuggled goody. Why didn't they put goody in quotation marks?
I have no idea. We'll see. Who says the next thing? Is it?
So that means Holly Hip has smuggled these diamonds into France by wearing the jacket on the plane. That night, as a frantic crowd of French guys and dolls rock to the in sounds of Holly Hip.
Man, like I dig Paris in the rock time, in the cool time. I have no idea what he's singing.
He's singing, I dig Paris in the rock time. I dig Paris in the cool time. Magnifique. Formidable.
Suddenly, a light smashes.
And as darkness covers the crowded theater, grab him, duckies, that suit's worth a fortune.
And in swing the Teen Titans, except for Wonder Girl, right?
Yeah, she's just flying.
Yeah.
Ow! A light comes on. It's Mad Maud trying to abduct Holly Hip. His thugs fire guns at them, but Wonder Girl and Kid Flash too fast on the draw. They punch these goons out. Now, Holly Hip has a gun pointed up, or Mad Maud has a gun pointed to Holly Hip's head and orders the Titans to stay back, or Holly Hip will have sung his last rondelay. God. The Titans team up to swing in circles around Mad Maude and Holly Hip. And he gets dizzy, and Holly Hip takes the opportunity to smash his guitar over Mad Maude's head.
Oh my god, I hope it's a cheap guitar.
Ha ha! Here come the gendarmes. We know they're French policemen because they're dressed in native costume.
Oh, magnifique, Titans. We watch the whole thing, and the costume will be perfect evidence to convict the madman.
Check, Inspector. I figured the mod would try to snatch the suit after we got Holly to refuse to return it for alterations.
Air quotes definitely intended there.
Then closing the trap was a snap.
Like, oh no, I can't do that. You do it.
What? Like, Robin, I groove being cleared, but my audience is waiting, and I'm without guitar or threads, daddy-o.
Sounds a lot like Green Lantern.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Robin strips to his underwear. Luckily, there's a large pickle barrel there for him to cover his nether regions. Look, he's in the last panel. He's in his t-shirt and standing in a pickle barrel.
Oh, I see it. Okay, there's a pickle.
Classic Robin. Mm. Because he's given his costume to Holly Hip to complete his show.
And then, of course, Wonder Girl says, he's dreamy, and Robin's outfit looks even better on him than it does on the boy Wonder.
I disagree.
Yeah,
Holly Hip is too tall and lanky to pull that outfit off.
I hate that look.
Mad Maude will return in 10 issues.
Will he?
He will. It's unfortunately not go-go checked, so we won't be covering it. But then in
10 issues, yeah, we're totally not covering it.
In the 90s, Mad Maude returns again as a costume designer for the Teen Titans.
What?
Yes, he's reformed and makes some snazzy new threads for the Teen Titans. None of these kids. It's a whole new team.
It's a long life, Titans. Mad Maude.
Sure. Mm. Well, you know, in comics, 50 years is only like a week. So it checks out.
Lovely.
You can find us on social media at GoGoCheckPod. You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. You can find us on our sister podcast, Nerd Orchestra @Nerd_Orchestra on Instagram. And
seriously, give it a try.
You can find us right back here next week with everyone's favorite comic adventurer, Jerry Lewis. Oh, yay.
Dreading it.
Bye.
Keeps to win, just keep us sailing.
Keep us sailing along.
In the sky, there's no curtain.
Yes, we'll have fun. So everyone, come on.
Guide us.
When you're beside me, we can